is touching somebody. He touched me. Oh, he touched me. A joy that fills my soul. Something happened and I. Touch that man, that woman, where nobody can touch, right now, right now. That's right. Help the man there.
Power of the Holy Mahashabadaya. Likekekaya. Receive his touch on your life now, 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 now. In the name of Jesus.
Where I am to say after you, Lord. And with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. With you, Lord,
I can be up and I'm not.
For about you, friend of God,
Mahashala.
Lord, if you are, you will remain my great physician.
And with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed.
Taking something from somebody's heart, the physical anatomical heart, and also from somebody's spiritual heart. It's taking a blackness, a darkness, a bitterness, a pain, a hurt.
Hey!
Now shut up. So shall it be. You will return back with answer. In Jesus' name. Please visit us.
Would you love to be naked and not
chapter 17. Blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters. He spreads out her roots by the river. It shall not see when heat cometh, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. It shall not cease from yielding fruit. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Looking at the blessedness of hopefulness, part 2. The blessedness of hopefulness, part 2. Our objective is to understand the connection, the nexus, between the blessing of God and hope in God. In the first service, we're defining hope as expectation. Aspiration. A positive outlook. That's right. To life. We define that. Expectation. Aspiration. Expectation. A positive outlook to life. Hope also refers to optimism. Optimism. Positivism. You are optimistic. You are positive. Enthusiasm. In hope, we also have confidence. You have a high morale. In hope, we also have assurance. So if hope is optimism, is positivism, is enthusiasm, is confidence, if hope also equals to assurance, then hope is a crucial necessity. A crucial necessity for life. You have heard that somebody can live for up to 40 days without food and be alive, but only up to 7 days without water that is healthy. In fact, anything from 4 days might begin to challenge the kidneys and can be alive. 4 minutes without oxygen to the brain, you can still be alive. After 4 minutes, the brain becomes dead, brain dead. But it has been said that nobody can survive even 1 minute without hope. 1 second. To be hopeless is to be helpless. Hopelessness equals automatic helplessness. And we'll get to that as we deal with the subject in the month. The truth of the matter is, hope is tied to life. is tied to life. No wonder Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 4 said, to him that is joined to the living, there is hope. A living dog is better than a dead lion. If you turn the equation the other way, where there is hope, there is life. And because there is life, there should be hope. That's how they are related. Where there is hope, there is life. And because there is life, there should be hope. In Psalm 16, verse 9, all the way to verse 11, it said, Psalm 16, therefore my heart is glad and my glory rejoices. My flesh also shall rest in hope. For you will not leave my soul in hell, neither will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. You will show me the path of life. So hope connects you to the pathway of life. Hope is a connector with the pathway of life. The meaning of that is, the loss of hope can equal loss of life. Hope lost, life lost. There are people who committed suicide at the peak of hopelessness. What am I living for? What does the future hold? And they are gone. There are people who lost money and just killed themselves. That will never be your portion. So hope is so critical to life. But beyond that, there is a blessedness of hopefulness. And I'm going to go into that very quickly. The passage we read already, Jeremiah chapter 17, from verse 8, it said the person whose hope is in God is like a tree that is planted. So first of all, we said that to hope in God is to be planted as a tree. And we looked at that in the first service as stability and immovability. But we shall see another dimension in this second service. To hope in God is to be planted as a tree. Means hope in God is doorway to settlement and establishment in life. God settles the hopeful. He settles the hopeful. He establishes the hopeful. He is like a tree. He is settled, established. Young lady, trust in God for marital settlement. Your doorway is hope and trust in God. Hope and trust in God settles life. It settles destinies. Young man, young woman, trust in God for business settlement and establishment. Or spiritual and ministry settlement. Hope in God is the doorway to settlement and establishment. Before this month is over, my God will settle somebody. Let me announce, the year 2020 is not permitted to end. This is the 11th month. The 12th month is not permitted to arrive and expire until somebody has been settled by God. Until somebody has been established by God. If you believe that, you will say a louder, amen. I told you the story of a young lady met me some time ago, and she said, we grew up secondary school, followed God, kept ourselves pure, not know a man at all. But some of us are still struggling to get married. Still pure. There are those who were moving men anyhow. Those ones got married. Even have children. The confusion is it really gainful to follow God like that? Or we should just, and I said to her, it is gainful, profitable, over gainful. If the devil shows you anyone who followed God, including yourself, and it doesn't look like it's gainful, see some of us. We followed God from young. We tried to derail. God refused. He pulled us back. Is there any regrets? I said to her, it pays to serve God. And then she saw an encounter in the dream where God said, before this year, this one we are inside now, ends, I will turn your captivity until it is like a dream. God visited the same person. I will turn it until it's like you are dreaming. It happened in rapid succession. Rapid succession. Everything turned. Everything turned. Marital turned. Everything. That is the God we serve. We are not wasting our time serving God. We are not wasting our time hoping in God. We are not wasting our time following God. And people following the devil cannot be better than us. God said, I will turn your captivity and it will be like a dream. And God turned the captivity, it was like a dream. One day I asked, I said, so how are you doing? How is everything? He said, sir, it's as if I am in a dream. It's like I'm dreaming. Literally. God will turn your captivity and it shall be like a dream. It shall be like a dream. Take your seat. Hope in God. To hope in God is to be planted as a tree. Number two, and that planting means settlement. Number two, to hope in God is to be planted and rooted by the river. It says like a tree planted by the river. In the first service we said that connection to God is unending refreshing. That is what it means to be by the river, irrigation. But I want to take it a step further. That hope in God facilitates the ministry of the Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit is referred to as rivers of living water. In John chapter 7, verse 37 to 39, he facilitates the ministry of the Spirit. Planted by the river means you are just connected to the Spirit. Now, the meaning of that is there is constant supply and provision through the Spirit. Where hope in God is intact. Constant supply, constant provision. You are more like a revival station. Hope in God is to be planted, rooted by the river. Thirdly, to hope in God is to be free from the heat of life. He said, the man who hopes in God does not know when heat comes. You shall not see when heat comes. That heat referred in the first service we said, referred to the sweat and the stress of life. It delivers, hope in God delivers me from unnecessary stress and sweat in life. But in addition to that, this is the point. Hope in God delivers the hopeful from the adverse climates, adverse climates of life. Adverse climates. Not just personal sweat and stress. When the climate becomes negative, you are not aware. The adverse climates of life. You are in the world, but not of the world. He will not see when heat came. He will not see when affliction came. He can't see when disease came. I have come across dangerous infections and very, very highly contagious and infectious. I've come across, and especially if you pray for sick people, they confront you with all manner of plagues that can plague you on the spot. But like the children of Israel, you have the pillar of cloud by day to shield you from the heat of the sun, and the pillar of fire by night to protect you from the cold of the desert. So you move with your own climate. I declare to someone, it doesn't matter the climate in your family, you will not know it. That amen is not a good one. It doesn't matter the climate in your workplace. It doesn't matter the climate in our nation. You will not know such climates. If you are saying amen, say it like a believer. You will not know. Please take your seat. Something funny happened yesterday. I went to visit our children in the school here, the Destiny Christian Academy. And as I came, as I was coming, one had the bandage on his leg and just barely moving like this. What happened to you? He said, oh, that is it, dislocated or sprained his leg in the football match in the evening. I said, oh, really? Oh, it's well with you. I laid the hands on the leg, in Jesus' name be healed, and they held him. I said, can you walk with me? And then he began to walk with me. What's going on here? And then began to, and all the children, and then we went from there to the dining hall, and then screaming. The other one who stood and followed, was following us, said, he looked at me and said, when I grow up, I want to be a pastor. In other words, if this is how easy it is for somebody to be healed, I want to behave like this. Somebody say loud amen. In a short while to come, people will look at you as a wonder. We are the generation that are in the world, but not of the world. We are the generation that people will see and they say, these are a different kind of people. If you are like that, you will stand on your feet with a louder shout of amen. A louder shout of amen. A louder shout. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my... It pays all the time. It pays all the time. If you have the full lyrics, please place it on the screen so I can sing it well. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. It pays to serve Jesus. I speak from my heart. He'll always be with us if we do our part. There's nothing this wide world can pleasure for. There's peace and contentment in serving the Lord. Our love is far better than in days of yore. Our serving more truly than ever before. I'll do as he beats me, whatever the cost, I'll be a true soldier out at my
It always pays. It doesn't matter what the devil wants you to believe, it pays. And in a short while from now, everyone who is wondering whether you are following God is meaningful, they will see the pay of the service. They will see the pay of the service. You believe it? Say a louder, amen.
Take your seat to hope in God is to be free from the heat of life. Number four, to hope in God is to exist with color. He said, it's leaf. Her leaf shall be green. Her leaf shall be green. And the second part is very instructive. He shall not be careful in the year of drought. We saw that hope in God delivers us from the loss of color, honor, or glory. But this second dimension says that hope in God delivers from unnecessary care and worry about the changes on earth. It delivers us from unnecessary care and worry about changing climates in the world. He won't be careful. He won't be troubled. He won't have care. He won't be anxious that drought is around. Delivers from unnecessary care. I said, there's a lifting up when men are cast down. I shall arise and shine in the midst of darkness because I belong to you, Lord. Because I am. Oh my God, oh, oh, I said there's a lifting up when men are cast down. I shall arise and shine in the midst of darkness because I belong to you, Lord, because I am yours. Oh my God, oh God. Shall not be careful. That was what Psalm 46 verse 1 expressed. He said, God is our refuge. He is our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Even though the earth is removed, though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, if the waters roar and be troubled, it doesn't matter the shakings on the earth. God is our refuge. To hope in God is to exist with color. And finally, to hope in God is to be connected or established in ceaseless fruitfulness. Ceaseless fruitfulness. Hope in God. He said, it shall not cease from yielding fruit. Hope in God delivers from the plague of empty-handedness and barrenness. In addition to that, hope in God averts the spell of labor without reward, sowing without reaping. There is a reward in God. The Bible said, He is a rewarder of them who diligently seek Him. Hebrews 11 says, the plague, the spell of labor without reward, sowing without reaping. You can be delivered from it by confidence in God, optimism, positivism, enthusiasm, assurance in God. Whether it is kingdom labor, laboring in the kingdom, and it looks like, am I wasting my life? Laboring in the work of your hands. Hope in God. Faith in God. Trust in God. He delivers us. This is my counsel today. This is the conclusion. The blessing. All right. The way of hopefulness is the way of blessedness. And the way of hopelessness is the way of blesslessness. That was what we said in the first service. Let me add something to that. The blessing is in place where hope is in place. He said, blessed is the man that trusted in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is. The blessing is in place where hope is in place. But the blessing is never in view where hope is out of place. Where hope is out of place. You don't compel God or force God to show mercy or favor where a person has no confidence in him at all. The counsel is, avoid functioning and existing in hopelessness. Keep hope alive by placing your hope in God. Oh yes, He cares. He cares. His heart is filled with your grief. When the days are weary and the nights are dreary, I know my Savior cares. Oh yes, He cares. I know He cares. His heart is touched with your grief. When the days are weary, the long nights dreary, no, I say, okay. And He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead. He is heavenly shepherd, every time I'm cursed, let Jesus Christ be the Lord. On a hill far away to the north, rugged cross, the name of suffering and shame, and I love the old cross where the rest in death for a while of sinners. heart grows. In my trust, at last I lay down. I will cling to the old the old rugged cross.
Till my prophet at last I lay down, I will cling to the old rugged cross.
All the truth
in what he did on the cross. Very, very important. Psalm 42 verse 11. He said, why are that 42:11. Why are thou cast down, O my soul? Why are thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who is the health of my countenance and my God. Second, uphold the other secrets of the blessing to guarantee his blessing. Psalm 112 verse 1, he said, blessed is, praise ye the Lord, blessed is the man who fears God, that delights greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. The fear of God is a foundation for the blessing of God. And the fear of God is to depart from evil, according to Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. It is not possible for a person who does not fear God to experience his blessing. When you live like you have a conscience that does not exist, you can never experience the best of God. Service to God is a doorway. You shall serve the Lord and he shall bless. The knowledge of God is doorway to the blessing. The covenant of supernatural supply, the law of giving and receiving, is doorway. He told Abraham in Genesis chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, he said, I will bless you and you shall be a blessing. If you are going to be a blessing, then I am going to bless you. A blessing to your world, a blessing to your generation. You put all those things together. Like I said in the first service, the blessing is a system. They are not just parts. It's a whole system. Like a human being. I have a gastrointestinal system that digests my food and absorbs everything. I have a cardiovascular system, the heart, and all the things related to blood supply. I have a respiratory system. I have a genitourinary system. I have a muscle and skeletal system, musculoskeletal system, central nervous system, the brain, and the nerves. No matter how good a brain is, it cannot move on its own.
It has to be with the body. No matter how powerful a heart is, it cannot exist on its own. It has to be inside the system. No matter how powerful the lungs are, that's how the things of God are. You cannot perform in one area very well and say, I'm doing well here, and all the others are not well. No. They work together. They work in concert. They work in harmony, in symphony, for the thing to produce the results. Beloved, I want you to proceed into serving God with the whole of your heart. Like I said in the first service, everything is pointing to the fact that we are at the end of the age. The people of the Antichrist, they are under pressure. They want the Antichrist to manifest on time. They want to give the world 666 on time. They want to, maybe they want to pass it through vaccine or pass it through anything. But they are in a hurry. Even though it's not yet their time, but the time is around the corner. What's the meaning? This is not the time to live carelessly. This is not the time to live in compromise. This is not the time to be one leg in church and one leg out. This is the time to take your walk with God seriously. Also, this is the time to walk for God like you have not done before. This is the time for evangelism like never before. This is the time for the planting of churches like never before. This is the time to rake in the harvest of the world before the final blast of the trumpet. This is the time to live ready. We used to sing in those days, make me worthy, make me worthy, make me worthy, O Lord. Anytime you may come, in the day, in the night, make me worthy, O Lord. Make me ready, make me ready, make me ready, O Lord. Anytime you will come, in the day, in the night, make me ready, O Lord. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Lift up your hands in the praise of God. I am dying, oh, I have heard. While this song is on, everyone here this morning still, this morning, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want to make your ways right with God. You want today to mark a new day for you. Carry your Bibles, carry your bags, quickly step forward and let us receive you. You want your sins forgiven. You are bound by addictions of tobacco smoking, alcohol drinking, masturbation, pornography, womanizing, adultery, fornication, whatever it is that has bound your life and chained your life, and you want to be free. Freely come, quickly come forward. Gambling, betting, lying, cheating, duping, unforgiveness, bitterness, whatever it is that you know is going to hinder you from making it with God on the last day or even today, quickly pick your Bibles and come forward. While they sing the song, I'll give the count of seven and then you come forward quickly. One.
I am tired, O Lord. I have been done.
Two. Keep coming.
I love to be.
Three.
But I love to run.
Four.
And be closer, draw.
Five.
Draw me near, Lord.
Draw me near.
Six.
Near a blessed home to the cross.
Without love. Draw me, Lord. Draw me near.
Five. Six.
Near a blessed Lord to thy presence.
Draw me
near, O Lord.
Draw me near. Draw me near. Draw me near. Near,
blessed Lord. 2.
Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the blood of grace.
When my soul
looks up in a steadfast hope,
and my will be lost
in thine.
Draw me nearer, Lord.
Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross.
Draw me nearer, Lord.
Draw me near. Draw me near.
Thank you, Master, for this moment. I pray for all of you. Place your right hand on your chest here and say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to receive salvation. Forgive me my sins. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever. Backward, never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. And I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. Counselors are going to go with you to this way. And then please, I want them to be part of the community. You took them all the way out the other in the first service. Please, I want them to be right inside the sanctuary here. And then be part of the communion. God bless you.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Old things are passed away. I'm born again.
More than a conqueror. That's who I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man.
Everybody sing.
I'm a new creation.
I'm a brand new man.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new man. Give the Lord a big clap of hands.
And stretch your 2 hands in front of you. And I prophesy upon the hands that the harvest shall look for you from the north and the south and the east and the west. Everything that is yours shall look for you now. I call it dawn in Jesus' name. Give the Lord the praise. Take your seat. Let's honor God with our offerings and substance. While we get ready for the blessing and the communion, you pick up your...
Omewoya, Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega, Omewoya, Omereya Nokeya. Omewoya, Jehovah Nisi, Omewoya, Alpha and Omega,
Omewoya,
Omereya Nokeya. Omewoya, Jehovah.
Lift your offerings now. Father, multiply harvest back to every giver. Let the hands lifted never drop to beg. And everyone giving in online givers, I prophesy upon you. I declare your harvest shall look for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone, faithful giver, faithful tither, faithful sacrificer, God multiply harvest 1,000-fold. In Jesus' precious name.
Go ahead. Jehovah is here, me oya. I'm gonna make it, me oya. Omere ya no ke.
very, very quickly. Like I said in the first service, please, I'd like you to hold on very quickly. In this month, our hope in God will connect us to supernatural shift. Somebody say aloud, amen. The healing service on Tuesday will be a most explosive time. Wednesday, communion of escape and the oil of preservation. We live in a very, very dangerous times. He suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sins, saying, touch not mine anointed and do my prophets no harm. It's a preservation service. You come with your bottles of oil and communion points of contact on Wednesday. And then the Sunday will be a very explosive Holy Ghost service. Give the Lord a shout of praise where we connect hope by the power of the Spirit. Like I said to you, within the next 1 year, we shall be into explosive, aggressive, extensive outreach, evangelism, apostolic, very aggressive. And that is going to be invasion to cities, invasion to towns, invasion to villages, invasion to nations. Somebody give the Lord the praise. He said, it shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. Isaiah chapter 27 and in verse 6. Fill the face of the earth. Saturate, overwhelm the earth with fruit. Churches, every city, every town, every village, every single clan, we trust God that that shall be done, and done with speed. That is, in your village, there will be a center where people will be harvested for God. Somebody say aloud, amen. And many of us will be involved in it directly, indirectly. Some of us, the location in your village, you are the one fully responsible. That is from scratch to finish. From land, from building, from everything. Anybody possible to do that? I believe that there are people who might build up to 100 churches this year. Anybody like that? Under the next 1 year. In the next 1 month, I'll be dedicating 3 village churches. 3 of them. Next 1 month, I'll be there dedicating. Already built, already completed. In rural areas. And then crusades with those dedications. That's the kind of thing we are talking about for the next 1 year. I may not be able to go to everyone like that, but we are kicking off, and I believe that you are going to be part of it. I want you to make up your mind. You say, God gave the world. Great is the company who published it. Lord, I want to be among this company, this great company that is overrunning the earth and raking in the final harvest before the Antichrist manifests himself. Am I communicating at all? It's going to be very, very aggressive and very, very explosive and very, very extensive. For many of us, all the things you have wanted to do for God all these years, the time for it is now. Lord, I need money. I want to, only me will build churches. I will do, reach out to souls, organize crusades, and so on and so forth. Sponsor crusades. This is the time. It's the time to go. The time to groan in prayer for the souls, and the time to give massively. We are going, we are groaning, and we are giving to ensure that the world is saturated with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Some of us, like myself, I'll be both involved in going, in groaning, and giving. Am I communicating? So it's not a matter of my own is just to pray. It's not my own does not involve any sacrifice. No. It involves everything, involves all of us. Am I communicating at all? And the details will be coming as the months pass by. But before the middle of this month, aggressive, explosive. Now, next week, we have an invasion to the country of Spain. Can you give us the advice on the screen?
Somebody stand on your feet in the shout of victory.
3 días de encuentro dimensional.
God will give you an encounter that will place you in your divine destiny and purpose.
Tema: la gloria de Dios. Ministrando el Dr. Paul y la Dra. Becky Paul en Enche, pastores principales de la
Mundial. I must feel the will of God for my life. I cannot waste my life.
Yes, amen. I'm healed.
y el pastor Darlington Adonde debidamente reunido.
Perfect, perfect. Give the Lord a big clap of hand. There will be invasion to Europe, invasion to Eastern Europe, invasion to North America by the message of God, aggressively, extensively, explosively by the power of God. Now, the November convention, Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference, with people coming all over the world, happening the very end of this month. And for those of us who have missed Worship and Wonders Night, since the bad boy COVID tried to misbehave around the world, we are holding the November version. Now, go ahead with the clip.
Dunamis International Gospel Center presents. There is no damage that is beyond his expertise. Kingdom Power and Glory World Conference. Then, possessing your possession.
Are you ready?
The capacity to do a permanent work. It's God speaking to some ministry. Dr. Pastor Paul and Dr. Mrs. Becky Paul and Nature. It will be drastic. Alpha. Yokes will be broken. Deliverance. Healings. Raw word. Worship. And restoration of justice. 10 morning sessions, 9 a.m. Evening sessions, 5 p.m. And Friday, 6 a.m. Morning view. Worship, Word, and Wonders Night, 9:30 p.m. Venue, the Glory Dome, Dunamis International Gospel Center, Airport Road, Abuja, Nigeria. Tell someone to tell someone to tell somebody else. It's your year of supernatural shifts. God bless you.
Give the Lord a big clap of hands. So it's going to be very explosive, intensive. Begin to let your friends know. People are coming from all over the world. People have booked flights from America already to be here in this conference. And we believe that God will give us victory. It is a time of great opportunity. I want all of us to cash in into this opportunity, and God shall have his way. Now we shall take communion positions and get ready to receive the blessing for the month of November 2020. Let celebration be on as we take position for the communion.
Inekemka asengeka chinekemka asengeka chinekemka asengeka chinekemka asengeka ewo chinekemka.
Just 1 minute. While this is going on, we have people who have wedded in recent times, who will do a collective thanksgiving. Weddings of yesterday, weddings during this season. You can come forward and let's pray for you. They can come all the way up here, this first row here.
Yeah.
Congratulations, all of you. I am happy for all of you, but I'm very happy for this, my friend. The man is always at the junction controlling traffic. See the wife, God bless him. It pays to serve God, though. He's just at the junction controlling traffic. I didn't know that he was having eyes looking at those who are passing. He said he just trafficked her when. Give the Lord a praise. What a mighty God. I prophesy to you that God will decorate your life. God will decorate your life. As you serve God faithfully and dutifully, He will decorate your life. Shout the loudest, amen. Congratulations to both of you. Congrats. And they are wearing uniform. For your punishment, I have uniform to give you. My cloth may not size you, so I will give you the cloth and help you sew it for you.
If you size him, he needs the mantle one too.
Give the Lord the praise. And we appreciate every one of you. Every single one of you. The sister is still wearing her wedding gown. Was it yesterday? Not yesterday. But the wedding gown is very important for today.
She has converted it to an everyday gown.
Wow. Praise the Lord. Stretch your hands towards them. In the name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the resurrected Lord, I pray for every one of you here today. The Lord bless you. Cause His face to shine upon you. In the name of Jesus. The limitations of your father's houses will not follow you here. I prophesy productivity. No scarcity. No shortage. None shall struggle to give birth to children. None shall struggle to feed his wife. There shall be no marital crisis. Peace and tranquility be in your home. Any good thing you have seen in our lives, we prophesy the same for you. In Jesus' name. Shato barata sata kata kaya tela yada yada yada. Shako ko barada kala yada 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 yada. Shako ko balara yada 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 yada. So shall it be. Proceed in celebration. And may color and beauty never cease from your life. Give a song of celebration. Let them return. Dance to your feet. Can we all stand upon our feet? Now you have your communion in your hand. By now, I'm sure. You lift it up. the blessing of the Lord will be released upon that communion, and then declarations made, and then we are true. Please place one hand on your forehead as a point of contact to receiving what God has in store for you.
We declare the blessing of the Lord upon you today in the name of Jesus. In this 11th month of the year 2020, we declare that all that pertains to your life comes your way in a hurry in the name of Jesus. We declare the 11th hour miracle upon your lives in the name of Jesus. We declare your blessings, the blessings of God upon the fruit of your body, the works of your hands, the works of your life in the name of Jesus. You are preserved going out, preserved coming in the name of Jesus.
It says, I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. I prophesy the thoughts of God for your life and for our land in the month of November shall stand in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I prophesy that Jehovah your God will bring you to an expected end.
Amen.
In 2020, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As has been declared, I announce, the Lord will grant you an 11th hour visitation.
Amen.
That will translate into total restoration.
Amen.
In this 11 month, Jehovah visits you and put into your hands everything that is meant for you in the year 2020.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I declare the blessing of life, the blessing of peace in the month of November, in the name of Jesus. I prophesy the opening up of your life and destiny. And every life and destiny that has been closed, and every door closed before now, I declare they are open right now.
Amen.
Everything that is loaded into this season for you, the Lord release them into your hands.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Jehovah, draw you closer to himself.
Yes.
Make you ready for his second coming.
Yes, yes.
Draw you closer to himself.
Yes.
Make you ready for his second
Amen,
coming.
Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I speak every blessing mentioned. The blessing because of hope today becomes your portion. I declare that I declare you planted as a tree, planted by the river. Your refreshing shall be continuous. You are free from the heat and stress of life. Exist in color and fruitfulness. No devil shall stop you. Right now, everything my Father in heaven has not planted in your life, be uprooted right now. And the communion in your hands communicate the blessing.
Amen.
The Bible calls it the cup of the blessing.
Yes.
As it is the cup of the blessing, may the blessing pass through that communion,
Amen.
That cup into your life.
Amen.
In the name of the Father,
Amen.
And of the Son,
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost,
Amen.
I call it done.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.